So this idea that they haven't had witnesses, is that's the smokescreen. You've heard from a lot of witnesses. The problem with the case, the problem with their position is, even with all of those witnesses, it doesn't prove up an impeachable offense. The articles fail. I think it's very dangerous if the House runs up, which they did, articles of impeachment quickly, so quickly that they are clamoring for evidence, despite the fact that they put all of this evidence forward. They got their wish of an impeachment by Christmas. That was the goal. But now they want you to do the work they failed to do. But as I said, time and time again we heard, you didn't hear from witnesses, you didn't hear from many witnesses. Mr. Schiff modified that a little bit today. A little bit. You heard from a lot of witnesses. But if we go down the road of witnesses, this is not a one-week process. Remember I talked about the waving the wand and Ukrainian corruption in Ukraine was gone? You're not going to have a witness wand here where we just say, okay, you got a week to do this and get it done. There's no way that would be proper under due process. But, you know, due process is supposed to be for the person accused. And they are turning it on its head. They brought the articles before you. They're the ones that rushed the case up and then held it before you could actually start the proceedings. But they're the ones that passed the articles before Christmas. You know, we talked a lot about the court system and the fact that they were seeking witnesses. And when it got close to actually having a court proceeding, they decided that they didn't want to have that witness go through that proceeding. They actually withdrew the subpoena to moot the case out. How many constitutional challenges will we have in this body because they placed a burden on you that they wouldn't take themselves in putting their case forward? If we look at our constitutional framework and our constitutional structure, that's not the way it's supposed to work.